Hey, millionaire babes, are you tired of being burned out, stressed out when it comes to your business and ready to finally make the money you desire? Well, I am here to help. I am Brianna Michelle, aka the Millionaire Babe, broke wedding pro turned six-figure earner in 1 year and now a million-dollar brand, helping you do the same. I help heart-centered people pleasers ignite their personal power and turn their dreams into dollars to live the life they've always imagined. Through sharing success stories and providing tips on marketing, mindset, and manifestation, it's time for you to step into our world and let's discover together your future millionaire babe self. Hello. Hello, millionaire babes, and welcome to a new episode of the Millionaire Babe podcast. Today, I wanted to kind of story tell a little bit and talk a little bit about a situation that I think if you've been in the industry for at least 4 years, 4 or 5 years, you're going to probably relate to this. And I think we all have been in uncomfortable situations with our clients before, but I really want to normalize this within our industry, but really share with you how I navigated it and how I overcame it and how hopefully you can get an amazing takeaway from this and implement it into your own business, because this was really the start. This situation was really the start that led me to really lean into my personal brand and own who I was, allow myself to show up authentically online and be bold and be brave when it came to, you know, showing up on social media and just owning and being convicted in who I was. And I think that when it comes to social media and standing out, I think there's a tremendous amount of fear around being judged. I know that I did not grow up in an Instagram world and I had to learn Instagram. And if you literally told me that I would be making a multi-six figure and million dollar business through Instagram, I would have laughed in your face because I was not good at Instagram. So I learned. So for all of you that are struggling with Instagram, keep going. You learn these things. They don't come, they come naturally to some people, but you learn. If there's a will of having that bigger vision, you learn, because we live in a social media world. So I want to take you back to Vegas, circa 2016 in Las Vegas, where I had my first full six-figure year. Brides were flooding my inbox wanting to book me. We were super busy. I was growing my team at the time. We had a team of, I think, 5, but I was in the process of growing my team. I grew my team to 9, including me. And things were busy. And in that process of me growing and having all of the growth that I had by implementing, you know, becoming more like all the things that I share on my Instagram page, right? Like becoming more searchable, repositioning how I set my rates, my frameworks, my formulas. After doing all that, it really does light a fire under your business. You're going to be booked. You're going to be busy. And so with that growth comes situations, right? And maybe you haven't had that huge growth yet in your business, but you're experiencing some uncomfortable situations. And these situations will make you think that you're not cut out for this business. And I want to share this really uncomfortable situation that happened to me. I was harassed by a mother of the bride, and it wasn't the first time that I had a uncomfortable situation where I've been uncomfortable, like in the room, right? But it was the first time I'd been like verbally harassed. Now, in my contract, it says that I have the right to walk out the door. you know, if that were the case, if that were to happen, I have the right to walk out the door. But when the situation is happening, there's so much emotion going around. It's like, well, how do I just leave? Like, what do I, because it wasn't that the bride was being nasty to me. It was the mother of the bride was being nasty to me. She didn't like her makeup. And I had already redone it 3 times for her. She was just a really nasty, ugly person. Nothing that I would have done would have been happy for her. And meanwhile, she was an hour late to her appointment. I had another wedding to go to. I had redone her makeup 3 times. I couldn't, at this point, like I had been with her for almost 2 hours and I had another wedding to go to. And it was the thing she was saying to me, and I won't go into detail of exactly what she was saying, but it was verbal harassment. So needless to say, I stepped away from the mother of the bride and I went over and spoke to the bride, and the bride knew her mother was not being kind. And I said, I'm really sorry. We've done her makeup 3 times. There's nothing else I can do at this point. I don't like the way I'm being spoken to. I'm uncomfortable. Before I leave, I said, I just wanted to make sure you're happy with your makeup look. I do have another client afterwards, but I do have to leave at this point. And I said, I just want to make sure before I leave that you're happy with your look. And she said, yes. And she apologized for her mother and I left. So the reason why I'm sharing with you this story is because there were 2 things that happened. The first initial reaction was, I don't want to do this business anymore. I'm sick and tired. Like, I'm sick of tired of getting people that are not my ideal clients. And the bride, to be honest, wasn't really my ideal client either. And I just didn't think I was cut out for this. And then after a while, when I let the emotion go, and there had been a couple other instances where I had noticed I was getting really just non-ideal clients, right? And this will happen when you have a lot of growth. Or maybe you're not even having a lot of growth, but you're getting these like non-ideal clients anyway. It's these experiences, these struggles, what I call struggles, it's these kinds of struggles that you have the ability within you to turn them into stars. And so when I started really looking at, you know, my Instagram page and really evaluating like why I was attracting these people, I couldn't pinpoint it. I didn't know why I was attracting these people. It wasn't like I was calling out, hey, like if you're a picky bride, like come book me. You know, it wasn't like I was doing that. But what I wasn't doing is I wasn't calling in my ideal bride. This is when everything changed for me. I got super intentional with what I was saying on my Instagram page. I got super intentional with what I was speaking about and how I was speaking about it on my Instagram page. I got super intentional with my messaging on my website, and everything changed for me. Particularly, I will tell you one particular thing I did was I started posting quotes on kindness to attract a bride that was kind, to attract a bride that would respect kind people, to attract a bride that was kind herself and thoughtful herself. This is when everything changed for me. I started getting better clients and I started getting higher paying clients. And I said, wow, I'm onto something here. Something's clicking. I'm on to something here. And it motivated me and it made me feel more confident of stepping into who I truly was, my authenticity. So I rebranded.
right? I repositioned what I was saying in my Instagram bio. I repositioned the types of content that I was posting. I just literally gave everything a messaging makeover. My whole Instagram account became a messaging makeover between my brand, what I was speaking about, what photos I was posting, the types of photos I was posting, like everything. I got super intentional with my messaging. And I immediately went from getting budget brides, headache brides, to consistent dreamy brides flooding my inbox. Guess what happened after that? I started actually enjoying my work, right? I was able to raise my rates because my business and my brand had this enormous amount of value now attached to it. I was calling in the right ideal clients who were willing to book and pay me quickly, even if I was a little bit higher than the rest of my competition. Why? Because they knew who I was and they knew what I stood for. They knew that I was about kindness. I was showing my face on Instagram, speaking about why we do what we do. This is owning your truth. This is owning your conviction. This is not being afraid to step into who you are and own your truth is your brand and be able to display it and shout it to the rooftops. This is what is going to add enormous amount of value to your rates, get brides to book and pay you quickly, and three times the amount of income. This is what I do with my clients inside YBOBB. And this is also what we're going to be doing in a brand new freaking program that I am so excited about. I'm getting goosebumps right now. It is called Your Six-Figure Beauty Business Accelerator. This is unlike any other program that I have ever, ever, ever brought on board. This is similar to a membership portal. I do not like using the word membership, but it's like a membership where you're going to come in at a low ticket price point and for 6 months to a full year, you're going to have me helping you with your brand. You're going to get my eyes on your Instagram page. We're going to fully build out your brand together. I'm going to be giving you exact every single week content prompts, Instagram content prompts, so that you never, ever, ever have to wonder like what to say again. But most importantly, you're going to be able to customize them for your ideal client. We're going to lean into who that ideal client is. You're going to be able to ask me questions about Instagram. You're going to be able to get my eyes on your Instagram page and our monthly group support calls. You're going to be able to ask me questions in our Telegram chat. On our special broadcast, like any day of the week, you'll be able to submit and drop your question and I'll be able to answer it. It is literally the highest value of support when it comes to being able to double and triple your bookings via Instagram that I've ever given. And it's not just for bridal professionals, it's for beauty professionals too. You're a salon owner, you're a spa owner. But my point of sharing this story with you is you're not alone in these experiences. You're not alone in these situations. And it's time we normalize them, number one, but understand that the situation is happening for a reason. The situation, these like negative, uncomfortable situations are telling you it's time to play a bigger game. It's calling you up. That's why I always use the statement called turning your struggles into stars, because these struggles are really your calling for you to look within yourself and say, okay, what do I need to change? It's not a bad situation. It's actually a good situation because it's God, the universe, the higher power being telling you, what do you need to really look at? where are you still playing small? You know where you're playing small. You know it's time to play a bigger game. And it's possible for you to have these dream clients and be able to have consistent 10K months, 20K months. It's possible for you, right? It's completely possible. So when you are going about your day, think about what is giving me headaches right now in my business? And how is this asking me to play a bigger game? And you will find your answer. Now, we have an enormous amount of pre-sale going on. If you are wanting to get into the six-figure beauty business accelerator program, we have a huge pre-sale going on. I'm going to drop the link. This pre-sale price will never be available again. I believe we start on April. No, I think we start at the end of April. I'm recording this early, so I'll have to double check. But all the information will be in the link below, and I cannot wait to see you inside.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Millionaire Babe podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, found it inspiring, helpful, and motivating, take a screenshot of this episode, tag me at @TheMillionaireBabe_, and share on Instagram. And just for sharing, our team will send you a free business audit to help you get started in building the business of your dreams. Or to learn more about how to work with me, go to our website at www.briannamichellecoaching.com. I'll see you on the gram.